That shit black. Gonna set us all the hard work. All that black we did straight red.
Oh, people thought we was massages. We used to get racist before.
All them little green checks to red.
I ain't finna get my hands on goddamn 8-figure check and then motherfucker just play that.
Yeah,
episode.
Play that shit back. Go, fuck no. Yeah.
Like, bitches in my hand.
Shit, me. Nope. They can take that shit easily. Nope. Cancel culture will do that shit. Nope. With the swiftness.
Catch this bitch at Dale Kroger.
Shit. That bitch gonna be gone.
I'll buy the whole store, bitch.
That shit gonna be long gone.
Boom. Bitch, give me, hold this Kroger now.
Give me aisle 9, 10, 13, 16, 42, and 7.
And all the pots and pans.
My shit bigger than the body whole fucking store. Everybody
get and let give me one of them bread cookers.
Give me all the
one
forks.
Of the ovens.
I not own this bitch. Get the fuck out.
Give me all the forks.
I'm finna turn it to a
goddamn
say,
give me all
bowling,
the forks.
You
know?
Forks. I want all of your finest cutlery.
Right, all the finest cutlery.
Your cutlery.
Wait, what? I want all of your cutlery, ma'am. All of your cutlery.
All of your cutlery.
Plastic included.
Shouldn't me go to the Asian market and get the cutlery, nigga. That's when you get the best of the best for super cheap.
I'm going to find me a nigga that sell Cutco knives. And that's where I'm getting my shit from.
Nigga sleep.
The Asian market, my G.
Go to goddamn Dollar General, nigga, and get all they fucking cutlery, nigga. All that damn, they got bundles for like 3/4 for a dollar and shit like that. Man, you better get that shit.
All of Dollar General's chips have MSG.
That will make them delicious. Right.
That's what MSG is for.
Right.
I know.
That's the purpose of
that's
MSG.
What, that's what used to be in a McRib like Dollar before General, they regulated it. They treated a McRib like...
They treated fast
like
food
Dollar
like
General
was
brand
a fucking
chips
commodity.
Or like just
I just regulated that shit. Wait a minute.
I,
you
I
can't
think they
put
sell
this
cheap
shit in
synthetic
McRib.
Foods in their place.
Right, like,
nah,
man. People eat this on a regular basis. We don't want to poison them that much.
Spaces because it's cheap food. A little bit worth it. But it's slowly killing you.
Yeah,
I feel man. Like it's a reason that shit cost a dollar.
Which one? You talking about the 10 chicken nuggets for $1.49 at Burger King?
No, he's talking about like Dollar General, like
Dollar General,
bulk food for extra cheap. That's why they super season it and whatnot to slowly poison you to death.
Like, bro.
I was just going to say, like, they really don't even have no big selection of shit either, really.
It's not food. It's
you know
just a bunch of processed
like,
shit.
Microwave shit, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
well, I mean, they've got they like got fresh chips. Stuff in there.
Oh, but you're talking about the market general. I mean, just like
oh,
a Dollar right. General,
I'm,
Dollar yeah. General.
Hey, I'll be
they ain't got
that.
They ain't got ship of processed food in it. They ain't got the market.
Oh, yeah.
I was mean, just thinking about a regular Dollar
yeah,
General.
Yeah, not Dollar General market, just a regular Dollar General.
Oh, yeah, hell no.
They ain't got shit but honey buns and got.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
Chips and cookies and goddamn.
Yeah, all your condiments for the cookout, but
they
no hot dogs.
What's like the freezer.
Yeah, microwave
you
know, shit.
Yeah, if you're lucky. Yeah.
What pisses me off,
bruh,
about
imagine,
dollar stores is that they not a dollar, and then the Dollar Tree is like we're not finna be a Dollar Tree no more. We finna start having shit for like $2 and $3 too.
But I mean, Five Below did the same thing. They just came in at a higher point that was still cheap as fuck.
Yeah, but Five Below
that makes
still
Dollar
sounds,
Tree have to jump
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but Five Below still sounds infinitely better than dollar anything.
Question.
Dollar General, Dollar Family Dollar, Dollar Tree. All of that sounds inferior to the word Five Below.
But nickel and dime store though.
I know. I go to a lot of
99 cent store. Yeah, I mean that was the
I love
that's the heart of America.
A good bargain.
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote.
If they sold condiments when you eat them, would you eat the whole? Would the mint be the wrapper or would it be the condom?
Oh, shit.
This is Starman, aka Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
Turn it in reverse against each other.
It does not make sense.
I could have swore my eyes was going to do like this, bro. Like, go this way. I'm trying to figure it out, bro.
Oh, shit.
I'm going wall-eyed, bro. Please.
Oh, man.
Because it didn't make sense, but that's
no, it makes perfect sense. Like, if you make condiments, it's our...
I make mint. Ketchup. No, the mint.
No,
like
it's
the actual
mint,
mint
wrapped in a condom. or is the condom mint flavored?
Oh, see, I was thinking about ketchup and relish and shit.
Yeah.
Like, if I make
ketchup,
would the ketchup...
That was the pun.
Like, well, no, I mean,
if you went to a baby shower or you went to a wedding reception and they had mints and they were shaped like condoms, would they be shaped like the wrappers of condoms or would they be shaped like condoms themselves?
Oh, the wrappers of condoms.
Oh.
The
wrappers. I don't think they would be shaped like the actual condom.
Yeah, that'd just be weird.
That just would be
a circle of mint that you take out of a wrapper and you eat it.
No, just eat. What's the
difference?
The,
yeah, really. What's the difference?
I mean, you're not gonna. Because I mean, you can't open up candy, so I mean, you just have to eat it.
I mean, so it'll be two different types of mints, is what I'm saying. Because you got the mints that you can just put out all in the open. Then you got other mints that you gotta individually open up.
You saying
eat.
This shit? I'm imagining a goddamn York peppermint patty, my nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the wrapper.
I was just imagining the wrapper being actual
mint,
candy.
I'm thinking like a peppermint or like little certs or something like that.
We're spending words.
It's the wrapper.
Talking about mint. No, it's not. No, he's no.
In
he
the shape
changed
of a condom. Damn,
no,
bro,
he changed the question. He was like, "Is the shape of the mint gonna be the shape?"
I think he did move the goalpost
or the condom inside the wrapper.
No, I tried to clarify because I was like, "Okay, they ain't get me."
Yeah,
it was my
I didn't.
I got it, but my brain fought it like a motherfucker.
I didn't get it at all. I thought it was something completely different.
You
so
were saying condiments, I was like, "Oh shit!"
I was like, I said, I was thinking if.
Sauces, like the ketchup, like the sauces.
They got some bottles, so the bottles would be wrappers.
I was thinking, you know, sexual shaped candy.
All I thought was ketchup and condoms, and I was like, no, that's
a I don't want to do either one.
Bad combination, bro.
The acidity mixed with the condoms is not going to work.
I mean, ketchup, condoms, that look like period blood in your condom, man.
I mean, the acidity, you don't want that. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. That was the mental picture I went to, and I was like, this can't be what the fuck you
And then
about.
If you decided to use it anyway to try to power through it, she going to burn, you going to burn because the friction, and then there's acid in the ketchup.
Wings, cuz.
Hey,
if you can walk through mud, if you can walk through mud, you can fuck through blood.
Hey,
cause.
Bro, don't. Hey,
bro, we're not doing that today. The thoughts and opinions of Ocean are the thoughts and opinions.
You can walk
Ocean alone. I don't Ocean stand alone. By that shit. If I don't touch that. Hey, I don't. Oh God, no.
You know I'm being.
Bro, hey, I'm gonna make sure I tell my teachers not to listen.
Got
to this
that Kali Ma in your mind.
Don't use
How
this
you
one.
Do that now.
Don't use this fucking episode. Jesus Christ.
How you do that now?
Bro, you do realize I have to take podcast classes, and then they have to review this shit. Then I can't use this one as a review.
Please do not.
Remember,
do that now.
Remember the number of this episode,
please
so
do
I
not.
Don't use
please
this
do
one.
Not. The name of this shit. Episode is "Please Don't Use This Shit."
You can't say that on television. That's what the name of the episode is. That old television show.
Wow,
have mercy.
Can't do this on television.
Yes, brand, please man. Don't.
Brand on everything, yeah. Goddamn it. Brand
Starfish.
Oh, Gary, man, she ain't what she used to be. Hey,
now you get it. Now you're coming around.
Like, forget that.
Back scratcher. Hell, back scratcher.
Back scratcher. Oh, man, that takes me back. No, because when that shit came out on Family Guy, that became like a running gag at anime conventions. So that.
Oh, what?
Yes. Yes.
Just
that became like.
Butt scratcher.
Back scratcher. Back scratcher. Yep.
Hell yeah. He used to get drunk in random places around here.
No, dog. It was something to it, dog.
What a time
One of
to
these
be
days
alive.
You're gonna go to a con and you'll understand this
I
whole
am.
Subtext
I am.
To it.
I am. I'm gonna go to a con.
No, you will not with me. Not at your first con, you won't, because you gonna be fucked up.
Motherfucker,
and I'm
sleep.
Not gonna be responsible.
Yeah. Gonna be in a hotel room.
No,
not
he
that.
Ain't. That nigga's gonna be fucked up.
Turn all the way up.
And I'm not dealing with it. I can't handle that.
I don't know that nigga, bro. Like,
right. I do know him, and that's how I'm gonna feel super responsible. And you gonna make me look bad, and I can't have that.
I'm gonna just be like, I don't know.
Just a little nigga. Bit. Just a little bit.
He looked kind of like nigga. I know, but this ain't. This can't be the same nigga.
Bro, that shit.
Tweaking.
Bro, we partied so hard.
I'm gonna do. You know how LeBron comes on the court and throws up powder like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how I'm gonna enter. That's how I'm gonna enter every door I walk through the con.
Throw some cocaine in there.
Well, you'll easily, quickly be removed. I would suggest you don't do that.
Everybody around them gonna be high. Fuck.
No, and they all gonna get removed as well. I would suggest you don't do that.
They gonna think, oh yeah, it's good time, yeah.
Woo. Nope, over with.
They ain't even gonna know what the fuck just happened. They gonna be like instant high.
No, instant removed.
No, because I'm gonna come in. As LeBron, I'm a cosplay as LeBron.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you instantly. Oh yeah, you definitely gonna be gone. Yep, it says in the rules you cannot have any fake or real pyrotechnics. None of that poofy smoke stuff. None of that shit inside.
Oh, okay. So you done? I'll do it differently. Well, I'm LeBron James, but not LeBron James like LeBron and Rick James.
Ooh. Do it outside. That'd be the trick to it.
Do some powder right now.
Bow. I'm LeBron Rick James.
It's your baby powder, bitch.
Rick James. No, you do it inside. LeBron, it don't matter.
LeBron Rick James. Brick James.
Brick James.
Brick James.
Brick James.
Give it to there you go.
Brick James don't brick.
Hopefully.
That'd be LeBron James.
That is a good Halloween costume.
Thank you.
Yeah, it'd be LeBron James.
I go as Allen Iverson.
It'd be like one number off.
Or I just paint my face and go as White Iverson.
His shoes would be two different colors. You have somebody who's got a basketball goal. And
I want to do white face so bad.
White Iverson?
I want to do white face so bad. And like when I have an esteemed career, they come back and pull up a picture of me in white face.
As a white man.
Bruh.
Why not? They've been doing it. That's what I'm saying. Forever shit.
You keep that to yourself. Keep that one to yourself, brother.
Or you get that
one. Be like Dan Chappelle.
And Snoop,
the reporter, yeah,
and him, Snoop.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be the only way you can get by with it.
Jamie Foxx did.
That's the only way.
You were on with Tyrone Jenkins or whatever his name was.
They got the Jamie Foxx show and shit on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a chance to get to it. Yeah, you announced that last week. I didn't get to much this week as far as shows. I caught one episode of Colin Kaepernick show that he got directed
Colin
by Ava.
Colin Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick, nigga. Colin Kaepernick. Like,
yeah,
I was
Colin
thinking
Colin, and Colin.
Rest
two
in peace,
people.
I was thinking of Colin Powell. But, you know, Colin Kaepernick. Two light-skinned niggas, man. Come on, man. Like, you know, both of them did shit for the flag, bro. Or with it. Or fuck it, you know.
Or what up? Lord have mercy. This is the most controversial.
But
in other news, Disney reveals Prey as the title of Predator prequel set for release in summer 2022.
Nah, nigga, that light skinned nigga ain't finna have no braids for no three seasons, bro. I was like, ain't no way you kept the man that long, bro. They did that shit on Big Mouth too, which was hilarious. But no, like his mama took him to get his hair braided, and he just left it in there. I'm just like, bro.
Right. Like, and then you wait until old girl's like, you need to do something about that. Nah, that shit ain't no way.
I can see that shit. Like, bro, ain't nobody. Come on, somebody got to.
I think it was 3 weeks. I don't think it was three
gotta
seasons.
Gotta be three. Boy, that shit ain't gonna last no seasons. Months.
Nah. Can't and then he's mixed.
So
I don't
two
think
weeks,
so.
Your shit is uncontrolled. Man.
2 weeks. I've only been able to keep braids in 2 weeks max. Like, I think I've tried. I think
before
I've tried
they start
3 weeks.
Extra fuzzy.
You know what I'm saying? Once upon a time, they were done all small. If they done small, they can last a little longer. But for the most part, but that type of hair, no, nah, bro. You ain't, that
they
shit
gonna be fuzzy,
bro. Yeah. For real, fuzzy.
That's why I switched to Twitter.
You know your shit fuzzy. I'm like, damn, bro.
He didn't know.
He ain't know.
Yeah, so he
never
didn't
had
know.
Braids.
He didn't know. That's the thing about it. Like
said
it. When you got white, when you got white parents.
Yeah. Oh, this don't need no seasoning.
No, this don't need none. She's like, oh, make sure you got a lot of salt and pepper. He needs it on everything. Oh no, mom, this is perfect.
This is perfect.
When
this
you got white parents that are raising black kids, a lot of times you can tell by those kids' hair.
Yeah.
They have no clue. They have zero clue. They have zero concept of what to do.
Yeah, they don't have no knowledge on the texture.
Because they don't have no knowledge on the texture. They don't have any culture about the stuff, and it's not something that they are used to. Right. You can see it. I see that shit all around here. It'd be a bunch of motherfucking.
Go to any gas station, bro. and you sit out there for a minute, you'll see it. I guarantee you will.
And they, like I said, they, because they do not know what to do with their hair. Like I said, this is some, I still hadn't, I want to watch it. This is one of the shows we finna watch tonight. Mm-hmm. And probably finish off on,
I finished that. That thing was good.
Yeah, how many episodes is it?
About 8.
Yeah, I think it's 8.
It looked good.
Yeah, man, I caught the first episode. You know, it was like, it was, parts of it was funny. I love the Allen Iverson shout out.
I'm gonna just go ahead and tell y'all, it don't go to the football.
I wouldn't think
it
so.
It don't go to his adult life.
Okay, thank
so
you.
Don't expect.
Thank you, thank you, thank
don't
you
expect.
For, thank you, thank you for telling me that ahead of time.
Yeah, because right. You, because I went into it expecting it to go further, and then you're like, well,
like he in college,
a lot of time, yeah,
before
yeah. Okay. Don't expect it to go very far.
Gotcha.
It's
gotcha.
Just giving you the precursor to
why he did what he did.
Yeah, I'm expecting this to go further later on, yeah, but this is season. Really just giving you pretty much the seed that planted the tree. Yeah. Right. That's really what it is.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, I caught that the first episode, like I said. What else? I'm behind on a couple shits.
And that series was done by Ava DuVernay, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she talked about how her movie got canceled at DC recently.
Yep.
It was just like, yeah, Snyder fucked it up. She was like,
Point blank.
She was just like, basically, whatever the fuck they had going on with Snyder affected everything else because when...
Except for The Rock.
Yeah, that was just like all this
because he's going to rock bottom.
Yeah,
shit. That's
right, and it's happening. No matter
what, talking about Black Adam for 10 years.
He's fucking making that movie.
Somebody getting rock bottom.
Yeah, either going to rock bottom that nigga, or he's going to
rock bottom you.
Right, you, because it ain't finna be me.
Damn it, Johnson! Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
As I need pieces of Spider-Man.
And he going to hit the fucking eyebrow and fuck somebody up.
Rock bottom the whole office.
Cast. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I understand what you're saying to me.
Boom! Somebody finna catch it. But yeah, that's it though.
Yeah.
DC need to catch it up though.
Are y'all up to date on Doom Patrol?
I don't watch Doom Patrol.
I you am. Watch Doom Patrol? I know.
I do not watch Doom Patrol.
I am up to date, sir.
I hadn't watched the season finale, but I have watched all of them but the season finale.
Yeah, I haven't watched the season.
And I love that show, man, because it's so goddamn confusing.
I guess.
I am so utterly confused. And I was hoping that you watched it so you could explain some of the shit that's going on to me. Because it started off with a candle maker jacking off on everybody and freezing them in his little wax nut. And...
that was a physical manifestation of the professor's daughter's powers, who was gifted to her by her mother, who was a nature walker, almost Sasquatch looking woman.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, but they were like super spiritual indigenous people who could call on spirits and incantations. Yeah. So the candle maker or the candle wax that guy was one of hers that she would call on, but it was only in her mind at first until she used her powers fully and released him, and he was like, oh, I got this shit, and fucked everybody up. But the result of that was the professor dying.
Yeah,
a dad, you know what I'm saying? So based on some Omega level mutant shit, they ain't saying nothing like that because this ain't, you know, Marvel, you know. So,
metas and mutants and inhumans are not the same.
Right. And, yeah, so when they start over, it's like some kind of rival or pressuring or all that, because
yeah.
So they call it like the mental flatulation or some shit.
Yeah. With like, the guy that had the bicycle on his goddamn back.
See, that's a whole different thing. That was the goddamn What do they call themselves? Damn, I'm forgetting.
Not the Brotherhood of...
Not the Brotherhood of Evil.
Evil. No. The...
Damn, it was, I knew they used to say piffle paffle all the fucking time.
Yeah, piddle paddle,
piffle paffle, or whatever. But damn, what the fuck did they call this? There's something with Dada or something, some shit like that. Ah, oh, it's gonna drive me crazy if I can't remember that shit. But fuck it,
I'm gonna look it up. And
yeah, I have no idea because I don't watch Doom Patrol at all.
Yeah, it was when the one who was the shapeshifter, Lady Rita, the actress.
Yeah.
She got in the time machine and went back in time and shit. Damn, I think LaShawn's name was Agatha, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm wondering, is that the same Agatha from Goddamn? No, I can't be. But anyway, she was going back to stop her because she was part of Brotherhood of Evil.
Okay.
But they had already...
The Dada Patrol is the name.
Yeah, that was the name of the episode.
That's the name.
No, that was the name of the episode. Because they always do the something patrol. Just like the week before that, they had the subconscious. It was in their minds and Jane got rid of all of her other personalities and stuff. Kay got rid of all of her other personalities and stuff with Jane. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Dada Patrol.
See, Doom Patrol just comes on at the same time all this other shit comes on, not time wise, I mean like season wise. So I'm already watching too much other shit to watch that shit. And Doom then Patrol, in the off season, I don't ever watch it.
On like a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Sunday is my game day because I got to pick some day in there. All throughout the week, I got to do my homework and shit. Got to go to class. Got to watch the shit that come on during the week.
Yeah.
Sunday ain't the day I can do it.
I mean, I was just giving an example. I wasn't telling you to do it on Sunday.
No, I mean, I feel you because, I mean, it seems like a Sunday type show, but I just can't. Like, if I was going to watch it on the day that I would watch all my other comic book shows, because it is a comic book related show, I just already got too many in there.
Goddamn, to put it in. Cyborg got his goddamn plastic surgery on and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The nigga look human and shit all over again. Yeah. Like, damn, what the fuck?
But then you already know he's going to lose it again. So the trippy part is, how does he lose it again?
Well, because he don't have his abilities and he needs them.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Back. That's all it is. I can see that.
Yeah, it's clearly written in the script. Like,
I'm thinking he lost the surgery. He just got it covered up. No, he got his cybernetic parts replaced.
He got his taken out.
They ain't replaced. What it is, it's still under there. But it's just look like he's human, you know what I'm saying? And the only thing, he can't fucking use it. Like, he ain't connected to the net or none of that shit no more. Like,
everything just turned off. He's just
regular fucking big.
I thought they took it out. That's why he couldn't use it.
No, it's still in there. That's what the dad was telling. He was like, "You still have it, son. It's just off." And he covered it up.
So why the hell can't it be on and covered up too?
Because it would fuck up the skin grafts and shit. Like,
if he used it, pop out, you know, yeah, the shit, like antennas.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll fuck up all that.
I mean, but what about his face and all that?
That just too. Normal.
I mean, but I'm saying if he still had his powers on his face, it wouldn't. Well, no, I mean.
Even his eye on that show was like.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it was to cut off all the voices and shit.
Yeah, I get it though. Yeah.
Would you rather look like an iPhone or a McRib?
That's the main question.
A McRib?
I'd rather look like an iPhone. No, I'd rather look like an iPhone.
More people want to diddle you. You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot my other alias, aka the Diddler. He's like the Riddler, but he diddles you.
Every kid wanted to be the car that Michael Jackson was
in questionable ways.
Moonwalk, at least once in your life. You want to be the giant fucking car with the laser eyes, bro.
Hell,
you thought about that shit? Like, damn, bro.
It's in questionable ways. Y'all just made me choking.
He was a transformer, bro.
And very Catholic preacher vibes.
No, I'm not saying like that now.
Yeah, bro, you taking
in a very direction. Small closet type area.
I'm talking Jason Weaver trying to show you some white boys. Was that Jason Weaver? Nah, that was him in the bad video. Who was the black boy in the Moonwalker video?
Nah, that was
Who? That wasn't Jason Weaver. Who was that? What was his name?
It might have been Jason Weaver.
It wasn't Jason Weaver, bro.
Nah, it's the damn. Wait, are you talking about the
the boy, the light skin, Moonwalker movie?
Yeah,
yeah, that was damn, what was that motherfucking name? He had a little chubby face.
He was in a whole bunch of shit.
Chubby Jaws, I mean.
And he had little Mike curl. Fake Mike dance sequence.
Yeah. Damn.
I hated that nigga when I was 8, bro. Like, I hated this nigga, bro.
Man, how you gonna be in the video, bro?
What? I was so jealous.
How you gonna be a movie?
It says Brandon Quinton Adams from the Mighty Ducks.
Yep,
that's him. That was him.
I couldn't remember that movie he was in, but that's exactly
that's him.
Mm-hmm. I didn't fucking watch that movie either.
Oh,
I watched Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
I let
my brother watch
what?
That shit.
Mighty Ducks
was the
that's
shit.
That's what's wrong.
Ain't that made the cartoon. Black kids
movie.
Like to fuck with hockey.
Exactly, the Flying V.
I was already on hockey, bro. Like, I already liked the shit.
The only way we was on hockey was because we knew who
Wayne Gretzky
was.
Wayne Gretzky.
We knew fuck with him.
The face of that uniform looked like Gizmo Duck. I know you were fucking with it, bro. I know you was fucking with it. It looked like Gizmo Duck if he was Jason, nigga.
I didn't like that shit. That shit was hard.
I wanted a fucking Anaheim Ducks uniform so bad. I wanted a jersey, bro. That was so hard to get.
When I found out that was a real team,
they made it later, bro. Bro, I got to get a jersey.
Why you, like, can I get one of them? Like, I don't even fuck with hockey.
I used to get the NCAA hockey, not NCAA. I used to get the hockey game.
NHL.
Oh, NHL hockey
that
game.
That shit was hard. And they just to play with the Mighty Ducks. Yeah.
Them niggas
they
did. Suck,
but I got Wayne Gretzky. But they were good, though.
I got Wayne Gretzky.
Red Wings mopping these niggas up.
Right.
But damn, no, for real, though.
Blades of Steel.
I love the uniform.
Right.
I want
exactly.
Mighty Ducks.
Because Wayne like Gretzky was the only motherfucker. Shots from half court.
Right. He was the only person you knew that was hitting what would they call them shits?
Slap shots.
No, it was a term for when you got three back
hat tricks. That's what I said.
Hat trick.
That's what I'm saying.
The first time
you
ever heard of hat tricks. You're like, what the fuck is that?
I had no idea. Shots, I would have got a hat back. I would have got a hat. Put that bitch on, mama. I got a hat trick.
You went bowling for years before you knew what a turkey was. Like, nigga, what is that? That's when you get three strikes back to back.
Mama, I got a hat, bro.
Right,
mama, I got a trick. Mama, I'm
sucking dicks now. We coming the world up like elevators.
Bam.
Once a podcast.
Gretzky be like, niggas be like Gretzky and Jordan 92. Mm. And you like Tony.
Me and you like Tony. Oh boy, Kanye didn't like that nigga either, boy. He did not like Rafael Sadiq, boy.
When did that? When he said that?
Oh, on part two?
Yeah.
When?
When they asked him about Khaled for hostage. Talib, that's right. I was like, nigga, he said Talib. I was confused. No, but he didn't like Rafael Sadiq either.
Nah, it was Talib. Because he just flamed the fuck out of Talib Kweli.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he did. He did because he was talking about his voice and everything. Right, it was Talib Kweli.
Flaming. Yeah. In the second episode, Kanye said he ain't no backpacker. He said, "You know what? I'm not a backpacker." You
but
said that's right.
My house, though.
No,
that,
wait,
that's what
no.
Tripped me out.
Wait.
I'm not a backpacker.
He was talking about his rap style. No, he was talking about I'm not a backpacker. I never was a backpacker. He said I was just I was the dude that hung with the thugs, but I ain't kill nobody.
Right.
And he said
state property. So he's like, stab niggas.
So he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. Don't fuck with Talib Kweli's music. I was like, damn. It was right. a setup line. Like, damn.
No, bro. We all know who Kanye was, dog. Yeah, he didn't sell drugs.
He's from Chi-Town, bro.
He like, sold diamonds and stabbed niggas because of such.
Kanye, bro.
Like, state property was not a lie.
Like, just cause
Dame Dash paid this nigga to stab somebody on camera.
Just because they thought that nigga was goddamn sitting around just making beats all the time, man. Ain't gonna tell them what the fuck that nigga was doing, bro. Like, it really made me question why.
Now, Kanye told you what he was doing.
That incident with the damn his jaw breaking and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, car accident. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he did everything.
What was he doing to get in the accident?
You know what
I'm saying? What made him have to be driving like that to get in the accident?
He was in a rush to try to get to the awards ceremony.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
trying to get that pickup, though.
Any driver can be hired. That's all I'm saying.
Bro, that shit he was saying about
90% of communication is nonverbal.
Bro, what he was saying about, he was just like, man, think about it. He was like, my wife is one of the most influential women on the earth. He said, "You think it's somebody out here that just don't want her to be a lawyer because of the image?" That was just like, once these girls want to start being lawyers, he was like, "You got a problem." So, I mean, he kind of just like, he had his moments on the interview where it's just like, "Bro, Kanye wild and Brian rocking with none of the shit you saying." But then it had moments where it was like, you know what, this nigga spent. Like,
yeah, let him talk for a minute.
Like, yeah, like this nigga spent. Like, Kanye got $9 billion, bro. Sometimes this nigga say something. A lot of times he says
Kanye truly has seen shit. He's one of those few people.
He's profound.
Really, yeah, he's really seen shit.
When,
and people don't take him seriously when he's talking.
When he says the fact that my peers are Elon Musk, Richard Branson, Mark Zuckerberg.
And I said a couple years ago that they were going to be my peers.
And they thought he was on some bullshit. And
they became my peers. Like,
and they still hold him in that esteem. And it's like, he's really in these rooms with
these
people,
everything,
bro.
He say he going to do, he end up doing. Like, nigga literally did a song that said, "One day I'm going to marry a porn star." And I'm
in
like,
in essence, he did.
And then he did. No, he literally did. Like, that nigga, everything he told me.
I mean, if you
said,
go back and look at the, if you go back and look at how all that shit went down, they want to try to blame Ray J for it, but Ray J never had to take.
Her mom put that.
Yeah, it came from them. Yeah, Ray J never had to take.
Yeah, man. Nah, man.
Wait a minute.
We were talking about his family.
Wait a minute. Isn't that Brandis, bro?
You damn right, bro.
No, I think the realest shit he said in the second interview though was when he was talking about. Basically, he was just like, it was like, "Well, you called Jay-Z out that time," and he was just like, you know, Norris, you like, "Why you just saying pick up the phone?" He was like, "I did." But he was like, when people don't want to have that conversation, you can't make them have that conversation. And you know what I'm saying? It was just, there's really nothing you can do. If they don't want to talk about it, people go out their way to not talk to you because you got to address that one thing if you talk to them again and they don't want to talk about it.
Right. They don't want to bring it up, but they want to talk about it, but they don't want to bring it up. So they wait for you to do it. It is.
Yeah, it was like, or just flat out like, nigga, I'm
negate
over
the whole shit.
I ain't gonna talk about this shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna talk about this shit.
But you know what I'm saying? Kanye be like, "Bro, I can't get over that
just
shit.
Pull
and
the
I need
Ray
to talk
J.
about it. I need you to talk to me about it."
Just pull the Ray
like,
J.
Nah,
you can't break them. I bet you I can break these shades. Try. No, fuck them. I mean, that's the one thing.
I don't care.
Right, you gotta respect about Ray J, dog. No matter what his product was, that motherfucker stood behind that shit.
That nigga gangsta as fuck.
Right, like Raycon.
Snap.
I don't care.
Like Ray J.
Like, bitch.
Like Ray J, bro, I can break these. No,
like,
you can't.
No, you can't. I bet you can't.
Yeah, I can, bro.
I can step them on the floor right now and break them.
He's like, "I have these things in my hand. Like,
right, I could bend them right now.
I can break them, bro.
Dude.
I go ahead.
Nah, I'm just sorry, bro. Like,
okay.
But you know what, though? I want me a pair of Raycons, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want.
Everybody loves his headphones, though.
Exactly.
Evidently, he got that right.
And he
bro.
Know that.
And, nigga,
and he got Scooty bikes.
Right.
Scooty bikes, bro. My kids to have a Scooty bike.
Come on, bro.
The computer's putin'.
The computer's putin', dog.
The computer's putin'.
Bruh.
Them boosters boosting.
And the computer's puking.
You remember
bro.
When Brandy was,
holla at us, Ray J.
Brandy hit him up with the computer's
puking. Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they've been recording the show, Queens.
Yes. And I've evidently it. It's going down.
I've been watching it. It is not bad, man. It
I mean, you got bad. Eve and Brandy and who else is on there?
Eve, Brandy. Those are your man. Eve, Brandy, and Natari from Power.
Okay, and the other chick is like, she's like a social media person
that
ended up being on there.
I don't know who, I've never seen her before.
Okay, I didn't know who she was either. I just figured you knew through you and your wife or something.
But I've never seen her before, but I mean, she is older. Like, it's strange that, I mean, she's popular. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't imagine it, but I mean,
she just puts me in the mind of like a Jenna Marbles type person.
But Eve is the executive producer of that show, man, and it's pretty good. It shows some women who were a top hip hop act in the late 90s, early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
and they became moms and older, and they, you know, they're in their 40s, and
the
they kind of
came back.
A younger artist kind of sampled their music, and they went on the BET. You know, it's just that kind of thing. But you know, they're older and they're dealing with being not in the rap game.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's an interesting concept. And it sucks that it took this long for a show like that to come out, because I always wished
that show what happens like after.
Yeah. Or even the concept itself of an artist who was popular, or several artists who were popular, like a group or something, back in the day. And then, say, for instance, like a DJ got popular or a producer got popular for sampling this particular sound. But come to find out, he's been sampling this one group's stuff. Records.
Yeah,
like for years. This has been this one group's records for years and years and years. And then the group finds out again, they're like, when they decide to finally put out a new album.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, we wanted to do a new version of this old song we did back in the day, such and such.
Yeah.
And then when they do it, they find out that they can't do the song because the copyright is already under a new artist.
That's almost it.
I ain't even seen the show, and that's just something I had in my mind.
That was pretty fucking good. That was almost it. What happens is, when they came out, they were a group called the Nasty Girls. So they had a hit song, was Nasty Bitches. You know, we fuck niggas on boats, right, and partying and shit like that. You know, not like
sometimes
these,
I put my thumb in my own booty and make him lick it.
No, not these. We're talking about
late. You said Nasty Bitches. I was like,
no. We're talking about, like,
how nasty can she be?
We're talking about late 90s Lil Kim, Foxy Brown era.
That sounds like something Lil Kim would say.
But
it really does.
But they find out, you know, they're older and they're not nasty bitches no more.
Their time has passed.
Yeah, they time has passed, so they gotta kind of evolve and switch it up. And Eve and Brandy even up having like a little rap. It's a really? Decent show. It's a decent show. I'm not even gonna say decent. I would give it better than decent. I'll give it, if you wanna, you okay, got something you wanna watch. Fuck you,
man. Yeah, you gonna give it a 10.
Ocean 10 of 10.
Have you watched the Western thing yet?
The Western?
The Harder They Fall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was it a fucking 6?
It wasn't a 6.
It wasn't a 10.
No, but see, like, I've seen other shit that was better than it, and I see what they drew from. And also, I see why a lot of these historical purists are mad. And that also draws on my score. So I'm going to have to give it a 7. Because at the core of it, it's a 9. It looks great. The actors are fantastic. But
accuracy.
Yeah. And even if it wasn't on the production side, they didn't actively go out to seek these people, regardless of what they look like. Like, they got the best actor for the job. They just didn't happen to look like the people that were in the shit that really happened. Yeah, you know, Hollywood's got this beautification of dark skin people in history. I understand the anger there, but at the same time, you got to pick your battles and just be glad that this person got represented. You know what I'm saying?
For what it was.
Does this person represent the character of that person?
I didn't go into that expecting them to be who these people. I mean, minus Bass Reeves,
right?
I didn't go in there expecting them to be them. I just wanted them to show them, because I've seen other Westerns where they galvanize
right
white cowboys that are nowhere near what these are. So I didn't go in there expecting it to be there. Like, I get what you mean. At the core, what it represented and what it was,
it still was got the point across. It did
the
job.
And that's why I rated it so high. I rated it so high as, listen, this is a black cowboy
movie. Regardless of if they 100% accurately casted these motherfuckers.
I've only seen two or three before.
Right.
And the other one that I saw was directed by him.
And the fact that a lot of motherfuckers, they talk about Django like, oh yeah, he the black gunslinger and all this shit. Django wasn't black in the original.
It's these German.
No, the motherfuckers don't even know in the Django movie, the guy who asked him what his name was and how to spell it was the original Django. Huh. He was Hispanic. Oh, people don't Hispanic. Know that. Where the idea of the man carrying his casket that they brought up on Cowboy Bebop,
yeah,
that came from Django. People don't know that shit. Yeah, people don't know that.
I ain't know that.
People didn't know that that was Django. And I mean, it kind of brings that parallel. It's like, yeah, well, he's got representation, period. Would you rather have him representation, period? Or it's got to be 100% accurate. It's got to be like how it was.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm like, when you're dealing with that type of movie, when you're dealing with that, for what it was, I loved it. And it was, I felt they thought it out very well. But then in the same time, you also got to realize that Chadwick Boseman definitely would have been in there. And Michael K. Williams would have been in there,
and you can see where they had to recast and do the delay on that. You can see it.
You can definitely see that.
But see, that's why I gave them the grade that I did, because I know, I'm like, man, listen, I know the characters that was gonna play the guy that Nate killed was gonna be Michael K. Williams.
Right. You see that. You can see it in the way that the characters were created, the archetype of the character, who it was supposed to be.
And I feel like Lakeith, I feel like Chadwick Boseman was supposed to be Lakeith, but to me, Lakeith was one of the better actors in that whole thing.
Yeah, because if you got to recast, you better pick somebody that's going to do their fucking job.
Yeah.
That's all to it.
So that's why I gave it the grade it was going to be. To me, honestly, it was a 9. I gave it a 10 because it was black.
Bill Pickett. Nah, Chadwick Boseman was going to pay Bill Pickett.
Really?
Oh. They did.
Bill Pickett. That's who the fuck he was going to play, was Bill Pickett.
I thought they re-scrambled everybody. But now it makes more sense. Bill Pickett
was the young gunner, right? He couldn't have played him.
No, it makes sense.
No. Oh, no. Bill Pickett was the sniper that got hit by the team. Gotcha. I was thinking about the young
guy. They got Eddie Jarrett.
Yeah.
And you know what he was in? You know what he was in? You remember that show that I was talking about? You know that show?
Yeah, the guy who played the guy in First Class.
I didn't see
X-Men First Class.
But he was in that show that I was talking about with the crypto in Miami. And I was like,
that's on there.
And that's like, and I was like, that's the guy that stood out to me the most. Like he was, even though they put him in a very stereotypical role as a Haitian, he definitely transcended.
He started out real young,
I guess,
in some movies. Yeah, and then he kind of like became a B actor and never really made his way back up.
I feel like that. That would have been good.
Like I said,
And like I said, I know why you gave the grade that you gave.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't give it a 6, but I can.
I got you.
You can see where they had to.
You seen Django? Fuck you, nigga. That's not what it was.
It wasn't, but it was.
It was, yeah.
It wasn't, but it was.
See what it was.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't
the Hateful Eight.
It wasn't Hateful Eight, and it wasn't Django, but it was a lot like it.
Yeah.
Even though it was supposed to be historically accurate. Historical fiction.
Yeah.
Historical fiction.
But have you seen the prelude to this movie? I can't remember the name of it, but the same director.
A Night in Miami?
No.
Oh.
Shut up,
man. I mean, I meant that. Like,
it's realistic figures painted in a work of fiction. It's another Western. The director that did this movie did another Western the year before. It's already out. He did another Western that is the prelude to this movie. And it had a lot of black actors in it, too.
Interesting.
Look it up real quick so we can find it harder.
Cause I mean, it's not a lot of Westerns that come out. Not even spaghetti Westerns. So I mean, it's like.
And that's the thing, Michael K. Williams was in that prequel.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The name of that stuff, because the director is named Jemiah Samuel, and he goes by another name. I need to find that too. But before that, they came out with They Die by Dawn. That's the name of it.
Yeah, I've heard of that movie, but I never saw it.
Yeah.
I never did watch it.
Yeah. So you need, and it had, it had Michael K. Williams, Erykah Badu,
yeah,
Nate Parker, Jesse Williams, Rosario Dawson,
yeah,
and Felice Pearson.
Okay, They Die by Dawn. That's what it's called. I never did watch it.
So that is the prelude to this, this Western. So this,
that's
is
one
in
of those
this,
movies when you see the trailer once or twice, you know, I'm gonna check that out when it comes out, and then you forget by that time. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what's the name of that Western movie? And you can't ever remember.
And I mean, it's Erykah Badu and Michael K. Williams, so I definitely gotta go see it.
And Rosario Dawson. Bro.
I don't care about them. I care about you.
Bro, listen. Listen.
I mean, nah, that was her too. On the Love Below.
Right. I mean,
you know that. I got the credits right behind if you wanna go look. But yeah.
I mean, I got the.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson. Yeah, that was her in the on She Lives in My Lap.
She Ahsoka lives Tano. In my
lap. I know why this.
Oh yeah, but she was fresh off Rent, bro. Andre paid that shit. She
yep.
And she got on the song.
And now she dating Cory Booker.
Oh, for real? I forgot he was alive.
She was I don't understand how the fuck Andre. What's the nigga's name?
I was telling Kamala ass up too.
How the fuck was she dating him though?
The dude, she got 94% of the black vote. I thought Drake was out.
Adult Swim. What's his name?
I smell bitch in here.
Not him.
Oh.
Eric Andre. How the fuck did he pull her?
I mean, I'm gonna tell you some shit about niggas like Eric Andre and Pete Davidson. Niggas really be fucking funny.
Yes.
And
bitches want to get with him.
Like, I think that whole thing about being fucking funny is like,
it works.
Nah, man, motherfuckers
I'm
funny.
I'm not gonna hold you. I've joked my way right into some.
I'm sorry, but like, they own some.
Being funny, like, when anybody who does comments with a bad bitch, I don't question it. I was just like,
that guy Davidson was
Johansson.
Right, bro.
Don't question it.
Scarlett Johansson. Ariana Grande, bro. Like, what are you doing? How?
Bro, niggas is funny. Got money, bro.
Pete Davidson fucked Ariana Grande. Dated her, religiously for months.
Bro, you can make them laugh and you can pay for whatever the fuck they want to eat.
Right. You good.
That's good. That's all you gotta do? You can pay for anything that y'all want to eat.
Scarlett Johansson is literally married.
Is dating the dude who is married to the guy.
Has a baby.
Yes, with the guy from Kroll Show, like the old Hello Too Much Tuna dude. Like, that's her husband. That shit.
Shout out to the
Weekend.
But Anthony Mackie was trying to get that so hard before she married him.
But he not funny.
He thought he was funny. He was trying. That's what trips me out. Anthony Mackie was trying.
The most memorable meme I have of Anthony Mackie, he's a fucking Saints fan, is that he was with a Falcons fan, I think in the dome, when the Falcons were beating the shit out of him. And he was talking shit, and the guy's just going, like just screaming in the background, bro. Like,
speaking of fans,
the calling in the
y'all
background.
Play tomorrow?
We play the goddamn Cowgirls, bro. It's gonna beat the shit out of
them. So let me just say this.
And we gonna be the number one team in the NFC,
well,
bro. We already done beat
let
up
me
on
say,
the Saints,
let
bro.
Me say this. Let me say this to you as a Falcons fan. Because you know how I feel about Falcons fans.
Hey man, fuck the Eagles.
I'm finna just say this shit, bro. Fuck Dallas. It's always fuck Dallas, bro. I'm an Eagles fan.
I mean, we all
fuck it. Dallas.
Oh, like, bro. Right, this beat the shit out
of this
them.
One of them times I'm team.
Is that a fried
I'm team
burger?
Falcons. Mm-mm. No. I'll ride with y'all. Like, good luck. Anytime
not
Dallas
the least
lose,
bit.
I'm cool with that. I don't care who it is. I'm just hating on Dallas because that shit is fun.
We beating them.
Hating on Dallas.
We beat the shit out of them.
I doubt y'all will, but I hope y'all do.
We're beating the shit out of them. The defense is what fucked them up last year. They had them up by 20-something points in the fourth quarter last season. And they got an onside kick. Dallas got an onside kick and won that game. Falcons gonna beat the shit out of them.
Man, Dallas gonna beat y'all like that bitch at that.
Oh, man.
Ouch.
Get up. You must get up. If you get up, I feed you hamburger steak.
Please, senpai, get up.
And then he got up, though, that shit just like dropped from his pants. Like, God
damn. Y'all saw the picture, right? When they had all these anime guys and they were just like, bro, take away all their special powers.
Yeah.
We talking strictly martial arts.
Yeah.
I was like,
Baki.
That's what I say. That's what I say.
Baki.
Yeah. It's going to come down to Baki and Ippo.
I don't know who the other people are. I just know Baki and Goku. But I know Baki.
I was thinking, like, martial arts wise, Goku has to be able to fight. But at the same time, we've seen him do almost everything with his power. So it's just like, martial arts wise, we don't even look at your technique.
But he still got martial arts training to use him.
I'm about to say, you got to take into consideration, too, that Goku also trained with weighted clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit.
So let me ask this question, because I want to say Baki, but at the same fucking time,
the reason
if taking away your powers mean you can't do push-ups and 10 times Earth gravity, because apparently that ain't no superpower. Apparently regular human niggas did this shit too. Apparently,
because Piccolo was doing it.
I mean, they strong as shit, though.
And, bro, and if you can
One Punch Man, Saitama.
Nigga, if you can run in 10 times Earth gravity at the same speed.
No, Saitama wasn't using Earth's gravity.
He wasn't using Earth's gravity, but he just
multiplied.
But I want to say Baki would break this nigga's shit and just like bust Goku shit. Yeah. I'm like, yo, this nigga can do push-ups in 10 times Earth gravity with
But Baki also did shadow boxing with a giant fucking praying mantis. Yeah. Meaning,
but I mean, is that powers? Would that be considered powers?
No.
Mm-mm.
That's shadow boxing. Anybody can shadow box. But he takes shadow
boxing. But he astral projected himself, essentially, to me.
Nah, what it is he shadow boxes to the point where the things become real to him. And he also takes damage from them because they are real to him. I see what you're saying with he actually projected, but
yeah, that's what you're saying too.
Yeah, it's like he makes shadow boxing so real and visualizes it so real that when he misses or doesn't slip a punch or something, he get hit by it and it actually does damage because his mind is making it real. So he's trained against something that's 200 pounds stronger than him and can
pretty much kill him instantly.
Yeah, because it's used to damn killing shit that's 10 times its size anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bigger than him. You know what I'm saying? So
So now he's got to think about that size differential.
Right. And really, I love the whole dynamic that Yujiro. Nigga, just a fucking beast, bro.
I look at this whole thing and I'm like, bro, Saitama, like, I'm sorry, bro. Like,
yeah, he's a joke.
Bro, that's a joke. Like, even, like, straight up, though, as much as I like Yusuke, I'm sorry, that's still a 15 year old. What is it?
He runs 10 kilometers.
That's a 15 year old, bro. We're talking grown, man. 100
push ups a day.
A thousand.
Yeah. Right.
And at the same time.
But I mean, Herschel Walker, in real life, Herschel Walker does. Does One Punch Man's regimen. And Herschel Walker was probably one of the most physically gifted motherfuckers on the planet.
Yeah, he would run the motherfuckers over.
Like, and against other people who were equally physical. So, I mean, that's.
It's still impressive.
And like I said,
it's impressive. And if you harness it strictly for the purpose of what he was using it for, it could possibly be effective.
But my argument was, my thinking was One Punch Man's thing, was it really a power because he just trained?
No, he doesn't have a power.
So then if he doesn't have a power, then it's One Punch
Man. He has a gift. It's not a power, he has a gift.
I was going to say he has a gimmick, is what I was going to say.
One Punch Man?
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of y'all are right, bro.
Since all of them are. All of the villains he faced are just that weak that he can beat them with one punch.
They not weak. It's just that his ability to be equally strong across the board will exploit their weakness because they've never come across anybody like
him. I'm just saying, like his existence is like a parody universe to all other anime.
I mean, no, if you want to think about his universe, period, it's a parody of superheroes and everything.
Yeah.
It's like not just anime. It's everybody that's supposed to be considered.
No matter how strong that person is.
So I don't see him actually.
Yeah, that somehow he's just that much stronger.
In a fight against martial artists. That's what I'm saying. Like, he going to think, oh, well, I'm this strong, I can punch them with one punch.
What and then even if it's not just.
Has he actually done, though? It was only that one fight. Only that one fight. That he had, where he was fighting them motherfuckers relentlessly off of him.
Yeah.
That was the only time you got to see him, like, really go full on, you know, all out and shit. And even then, I'm looking at it like, bro, you ain't using no kicks.
Yeah.
You ain't.
It's one punch. No, because he's one punch, man. One punch. He knows how to punch. He has the ordinary punch, he has the 100 ordinary punch, the whatever powered up punch. It's all about punching, and it's either gonna be once or 10 times or 100 times.
So take away his ability times to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But he's just a regular dude who do squats, runs, and push-ups.
And push-ups. That's it.
Don't mean he can fight, though.
He's just in shape. No, I ain't saying that.
No, nobody said he could. No, I don't give him no extra.
No, that was my argument. That was what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, he ain't got no extra fighting prowess.
No, yeah, that's what he was saying.
But my thing
is, in his world, he doesn't. But I'm saying, if you strip all of these... You strip all
parameters
these
away,
shonen versus characters, and you put them in a UFC free for all. It's a guy from a real martial arts anime is probably gonna win as much as I love.
At least he has training,
right? Because I give you an example: with Yusuke Urameshi. I love Yusuke Urameshi. He dope. He's strong, but at his core, he's a 15-year-old kid that is just
he's been trained by some more fighters
that has more spiritual
not
power.
That great of a fighter
that he that can tap into his spiritual power that will make him 100 times
because he's a double S class demon technically.
Even before then, like even going to
it
the
was
dark,
always in him.
Even going to the dark tournament, like this man's spiritual power would allow him to fight grown men who.
I mean, that's what it was, though.
That was,
like
was
a Mike Tyson. So no, because his granddad was like a king demon.
So you take his power away, he's just a 15 year old kid. He's gonna have that talent. Yeah. But I'm just saying, Yusuke versus Baki.
No,
if Baki Yusuke got training.
If Yusuke is. All I'm saying is, if Yusuke got the same stature as Baki, we got a conversation.
Ain't got no conversation because Baki got training that Yusuke is never undertaking.
I'm saying by the time Yusuke is Baki age, I'm pretty sure he could surpass him in my mind. But it's like, as long as he's this 50-year-old kid from the anime and not some guy I got to make
if
up.
If they equally get the train, I can see that.
But,
I'm about to say, because I don't see it no other way because Baki could...
His training, bro. His dad.
That's the same
team in the back.
That's the same thing with Luffy, right? Luffy, you take away Luffy powers and all that One Piece shit, and it's like, no.
Yeah, he know.
No, Luffy. The thing about Luffy is they keep giving him caveats, man.
Yeah.
Luffy is not a genuine shonen representative. Like, he's all about team and family, and oh, we're gonna do this together and all this bullshit.
Like everybody else.
Yusuke was about himself at certain points.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, One Piece is like, nah, man. I mean, One Piece is like,
it's a shonen.
It's the most. It's one of.
Yeah, but it's about the team.
Oh, I'm
Luffy
just saying,
by himself, he ain't got really no. He's always got to have somebody to give him that extra push to go forward. It's not like.
Oh, I think he go harder than all them niggas. But
well,
I think
yeah, because he'd have seen
think,
his brother die in front of him with his heart burnt out and all this shit.
I use that kind of like I do with Airbender, right? You know, Aang have squad, bro. Korra was a better Airbender. Korra was a better bender than Aang. She's a better character than Aang.
On paper.
But no, I'm saying in general, as far as character, like Aang have squad. That's the way I look at that the same way. It's like, yeah, Aang had a squad, bro. Korra did that shit with people who would distract me from the story. It was she did all that shit without a squad, bro, because these motherfuckers really couldn't help that much. Aang had help, bro. Everybody was everybody was equally supporting team.
Yeah.
That's the same shit with One Piece. I get what you're saying in that retrospect. If it's about squad, I can't count Luffy in this. Naruto, I don't know if you take that ninja shit away, bro. Are there any techniques?
Not really.
Like, you take this ninja, I got a magic jiu-jitsu. I remember
shit, no.
But that's the thing. If you're going to pick somebody from Naruto, you pick
it's
Rock Lee. We
Rock
got a better conversation.
Or
Rock Lee.
Sensei.
Right.
Rock shit. Lee would have been, dog, Rock Lee would have beat all the. If you tell me Rock Lee versus Baki, I'm like, yeah, Rock Lee, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Because this motherfucker was whooping niggas who could use ninjutsus with nothing but taijutsus.
Nothing but kung fu. Nothing but martial arts, bro.
That's
like,
it.
Martial arts. Like,
that's because he can't use fucking his chakra. He can't use his chakras at all.
All you gotta do is take that shit off and unlock them gates.
Right. That's all he can do. And that.
So if you're taking that away, it's still like Goku versus anybody. Because you still got the weighted clothes.
He still got the technique.
And he even had weighted clothes. He had the weighted little arm shits and leg shits.
The leg bands and shit.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Even if he don't even have the seals unlocked and all, because I consider that a power.
Yeah,
I consider
that's a power.
Yeah, because it also drains his life force.
Right. But if you walk around this motherfucker with weights on
all day, every day,
all day, every day, same thing with Goku. Still doing
and
shit.
That's what Goku. He walks around with weighted clothes, and so I'm looking at this shit from a standpoint of just like, bro, but you can't take away their powers.
But we can't take away credit from Vegeta neither, who's actually a fucking warrior and been a warrior since he was a child.
Yeah, the Saiyan's armor was weighted too.
I mean, I put
not even just because of the weighted armor, just because of the fact that
you take
what
you take away
through as far as war and battle and shit. Like this nigga.
Oh no, I don't take away from that because I mean, he was as a kid, he was conquering planets.
Exactly, that's what I'm
saying. Him and Nappa and Raditz were going around as kids and teenagers taking over planets. They were strong as fuck.
You take away their powers, they still Saiyans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they still gonna be strong.
So they still
shit.
Get the edge. Like you take away their powers, they still Saiyans, bro. I'm sorry, bro. I think the weakest
as an alien race that was
strong,
bred for
as
that.
The strongest human.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
As an alien race that was just bred for it, they just got that natural inclination to be stronger,
like super Spartans.
And a lot of Baki's like, powers.
Yeah, that's what they are. They are super Spartans.
Baki
that's
still has powers to me. Like you know when he takes a certain amount of damage and shit like that, like you know, he kind of taps into some.
Oh yeah, I feel like Ippo had certain super shit. Abilities.
But I still put my money on Baki.
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, if you're taking away Baki's powers, you would probably be taking away that which
that edge that he that got.
His
that
super training ability.
Yeah.
No, just the connection in the bloodline between him and Yujiro. Cause that's what really
you're right.
That's really what makes the difference right there.
Cause that's what puts him. That's really
once
what
he
gives
damn
him that
goes
edge.
Into that demon back form.
That's really what puts him over the top. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If you take away Goku and Vegeta powers, are they even Saiyans?
It would really come down like if you included. I can't remember the guy's name from Shoot Fighter Tekken. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
Can't remember.
Shoot Fighter Tekken. It was the blonde haired guy. His dad was a wrestler.
Yeah, I know you're talking
and
about.
And the guy, the wrestler, his dad pulled his eye out and shit.
Yeah.
And he had to do the little shit underwater, and he had to, with all that, with the big punching bag underwater and all that shit.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
He had to learn the techniques from the jujitsu master and all that.
Damn, what was his name?
It was called Shoot Fighter Tekken.
No, I'm saying the guy. I was trying to remember what his name
was. Oh, it was like, what was it? What's the dude's name on My Hero Academia with the grenade shit?
Bakugo.
Bakugo. Wasn't that his name? It was something like Bakugo.
AKA Yuki, AKA the fuck president of the fuck Bakugo fan club.
It was something like Bakugo.
It was something like that. It was similar to that, yeah.
But I think of Baki and the kid from Shoot Fighter Tekken in that way. Because he didn't have any supernatural abilities.
That's where that kid was from. Shoot Fighter Tekken.
Yeah.
Because there was another kid. I was like, I don't recognize him.
Yeah. With the blonde hair. Yeah. That's the anime.
Got you.
Yeah. His dad was a wrestler. And this other dude.
Yeah.
Was a wrestler as well. But he became super famous. And his dad like went into hiding.
Right.
And all that shit, because their techniques are like super, super, like forbidden.
Yeah. Damn. Had a brain fart.
Because I think it would come down to them three. Like Yusuke, the dude from Shoot Fighter Tekken, and that guy.
Smoke bomb, fellas.
Probably have to go smoke bomb pretty soon myself. Wife gonna come pick me up before I dip. I want to tell you guys about some crypto shit. You know me.
The super dog.
See you later. Recently, we briefly talked about how cities are, local governments are going to start building cryptocurrencies around their cities.
Not Philadelphia.
And how mayors are taking their paychecks in Bitcoin. It's four of them now. You got Miami, you got Tampa, you got New York City, and I want to say Kansas. But what the people in Miami did was, Miami is looking to become one of the Bitcoin capitals of the world. They are trying to enact legislation to market towards miners and have legislation that makes it easier for people who deal in the crypto space to come down there. And you can definitely see it because, you know, it's a lot of wealthy motherfuckers on Bitcoin down there. But they came up with a local government ordinance token, a coin called Miami Coin, which they will use to, people can buy into, they can buy goods with it around town, and also they can vote on proposals with it. They can come up with a proposal, say, hey, I want to have, let's say I want to have a rail line come through this community, and people who own this coin can say, okay, we can vote on this stuff. But that's not the overarching thing of it. What it is that, look at towns that have oil reserves, like Alaska, that pay their citizens to stay there. They stay there. Every year you get a check for staying here because there's oil on your land. We can use that. What they're doing is being able to generate so much money from having these tokens and governments and ordinances that potentially and more likely than not, people who are staying in Miami will not have to pay taxes. They've already made about $21 million, and this coin has only been out for about 2 months, and by 2022, they are looking to make an excess of over $400 million. So we don't need your tax money. And not only do we not need your tax money, we're going to pay you in Bitcoin because you're a resident here, because you're staking these coins on this blockchain that is publicly acknowledged and is publicly traded. And this coin is built on a network. When I talk about crypto, I've realized that I haven't thoroughly explained what cryptocurrency is, what the pragmatic applications of crypto does, and what it's meant to do. All roads lead to Bitcoin. Remember this. I talk about other coins, Clever and all these things like this. Clever is a different ball game, but for the most point, you're talking about Shiba, Dogecoin, Floki coin, you name it, these little bullshit coins. What these people do is take your money and they buy Bitcoin with that shit. They take your money that you've exchanged to another medium to buy their coin, and they take that coin and they buy Bitcoin with it. They're buying Bitcoin with it because Bitcoin is the supreme coin. What Bitcoin represents is the ability for me to pay you, to pay you, to pay you, to pay anybody else without needing an intermediary service. That is it. It is a peer-to-peer transfer of monetary goods. That is the essence of what Bitcoin is. What banks do, what all these other services do, is they allow you to transfer money to people, but they, you pay a fee for it. If you Cash App somebody to put money in your Cash App, you pay a fee. If you do a bank-to-bank transfer to somebody, you're going to pay a fee. And you're doing this because that's how banks make money. That's all it is. It's only pennies and cents, but instead of you paying pennies and cents to a bank, you're paying pennies and cents to other people who validate your transactions. When you have $20 on this side and you want to send $20 to somebody else's side, there's somebody in the middle that says, hey, this person did have $20 and this person wants the $20, and we're putting the $20 over here, and we're taking the $20 from this person's account, and we're validating and providing what's called proof of stake, or proof of work is what it's called. This person had it, they're going over there. Normally we would pay an intermediary, but we're paying people who are connected to each other to do this. That is what Bitcoin is. That is all. That's all it is to it. Stax coin is a coin that is developing for cities that is approved by the SEC. The SEC has been filing lawsuits against crypto because, if you remember, a couple years ago, it was a bunch of ICOs. T.I. got sued because he was in an ICO. ICO was initial coin offering. It's not unrelated to a stock that has IPOs. The only difference is that IPOs are regarded as securities, meaning that they have some type of backing to them, and you just can't do shit. What people were doing with crypto was that they were just doing shit. People were putting millions of dollars in their shit, and they were just snatching that motherfucker away and running off with that shit. They call it a rug pull. That's recently Squid Games had a coin. It's not affiliated with Squid Games. That shit ran up. The motherfuckers ran up $2 million, took that shit and went away. But that's what happens when you buy bullshit ass coins that don't have no real applications of pragmatic. Like I said before, people who are wealthy, who buy products in another country, they are able to buy it instantly, quickly, and effectively without having to go through banks and not waste a lot of money. If you ever did a wire transfer to another country, that shit takes days.
It's expensive.
It's expensive, and it takes days. It is not instant. If somebody needed that fucking money and you sent some money to Peru, they're not getting that shit the same fucking day. It's just bottom line. And they could. They have the technology for it. It's just digital shit. Just click buttons.
No, you have the extra money to pay for it.
Western Union, all these places, I'm paying, like, getting in the middle.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you've noticed that all these places, Target, Western Union, all these places now have what's called blockchain technology, which is able to, instead of you relying on one person to validate all this stuff, you rely on a whole interconnected network of people to validate this stuff, and you don't need one person holding this stuff. And that also means, like I've said before, that one person cannot fuck you over and just take your shit. People always say, what if the internet goes out? The internet's not gonna go out everywhere, and there's been instances, think of the Great Fucking Depression, people wanted to get their money out the bank. The bank didn't have their money. They couldn't get their shit out of the thing. And if everybody ran to the fucking bank right now to get all of their money out of the bank, they could not give it to you. So people have to understand what actual money is. To make this shit a lot more simpler and finer and easier, and not go on a tangent about crypto like I do every fucking week I get on here, these local cities are able to provide transparency with what they're doing with this money. They just can't go in here and steal this shit and put it in an offshore account, because this shit has, it's public knowledge. You can just pull up the transactions and it'll show you this wallet moved this, this wallet moved this, this person owns this. And that's why these mayors are taking money in Bitcoin, because they want people to see what they're doing with their money. These coins are going to build rail lines, infrastructure, all type of things. And like I said, you're going to be able to go into Miami, go into a store, have your phone tap this shit, and buy goods cheaper than you could with fiat dollar. Because what's going on currently is that the dollar is inflated, according to the feds, at 6%. if the feds are telling you that the dollar is inflated 6%, please believe that shit is inflated at least 10%. Please believe it. And if you've gone into the fucking stores lately, you know it. If you've bought food lately, you know it. Shit is way past 10%. Milk, cheese, bread, eggs, Doritos, everything is way more than 10%. So you have a thing that's able to hedge against inflation. And what Stacks did was built these coins for these cities, and these cities are able to pull money together. And when they pull money together, they're able to fund projects. And when they're able to fund projects where people cannot steal the money,
right?
That's a big part of politics. A lot of politicians steal people's fucking money. When you're not stealing the money and you're buying the things that you're doing, people's quality of life raises exponentially, and you are able to help people who are not been able to help themselves before. And that's why I love crypto.
Hey,
so invest in Stacks, invest in Miami Coin, because right now they're giving you 200% APY on your investment. So every 12 days they're going to pay you in Stacks, and one Stack is worth $2 right now. So in a year, you know, there's 36 cycles that they do every 12 days. You invest in there, you put the money in the Stacks, and what they're doing with that is that Stacks is built on top of the layer of Bitcoin. I'm gonna go into that later on about how these things are technology based, and they're smart contracts, and they're built on what's called scalability and layers, which is the tech behind all of this stuff, which is what makes it valuable, which is what banks are now using. They are now paying their citizens in Miami in Bitcoin. The dividends that they're getting from people buying the Miami coin, they are sharing with the residents who have this in their wallet. And it's expanding to New York, because New York just came out with the New York coin. And I look forward to the expansion and proliferation of mass adoption of fucking Bitcoin. You want to make some money, it's some cool alts out there. But if you want your money safe and you want to hedge against inflation, buy fucking Bitcoin. The end.
There it is.